Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Alaska's three members of Congress expressed differing levels of concern Wednesday about President Donald Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey during the agency's investigation of Russian efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election. Senator Lisa Murkowski called the timing of Comey's firing a serious cause for concern. Senator Dan Sullivan said the timing raises questions that will need to be answered by the administration. Representative Don Young said nothing critical of the timing of the firing, saying instead that response to it would have been the same had it happened in January, yesterday, or 6 months from now. Trump fired Comey on Tuesday, citing the recommendations of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The two top Justice Department officials said Comey had damaged the FBI through his public statements about the agency's investigation into the handling of classified material by Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on her private email. The FBI is currently and has been for some time investigating ties between the presidential campaign of Donald Trump and Russian government officials. The firing has brought turmoil to Congress. Democrats on Wednesday used a Senate rule to sharply slow the pace of work in the chamber as they pressed a demand for a special counsel to investigate the Russian involvement in the election in the wake of Comey's firing. Several Republican senators expressed concern about the ouster of the FBI chief. More than 100 protesters gathered in downtown Fairbanks Wednesday evening. The gathering aimed to send a message to Arctic Council delegates meeting in Fairbanks this week. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, current United States environmental policy drew the most concern.
Amidst the scores of protesters gathered at the Golden Heart Plaza in Fairbanks Wednesday night were several pamphleteers dressed as T-Rex. The miniature dinosaurs wore T-shirts taking aim at former Exxon president and current U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The protest was organized by the coalition called Defend the Sacred Alaska. One of the groups of the coalition is the Gwich'in Steering Committee. Executive Director Bernadette Dementev says leaders like Tillerson should step out of their boardrooms and meet the people where they are. She says her people are seeing a series of disturbing events.
The western herd has declined 57% since 2010. The whitefish in the Nuiqsik area, that is something they've ate for thousands of years. They can no longer eat that fish because it's full of contaminants, it's got sores.
Dementev's concerns were echoed by another coalition member, Vi Wally, with the Alaska Community Action on Toxics. She says protesters aren't upset with the Arctic Council, but with swaggering U.S. policy.
So it's so important that our voices are heard here and that the other nations do not let the U.S. bully them into taking all the work that has been done already.
Wally hopes that after the Arctic Council meeting ends, the protest signals to leaders that Native and non-Native peoples intend to fight policies that harm the environment and people for short-term profits. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Alaska marijuana retailers operating off the road system are struggling to pay their state taxes due to federal law. KTUO's Jacob Resnick reports from Juneau.
Paying taxes isn't fun, but it's usually pretty straightforward. Mail a check, pay online. But take James Barrett. He and his brother own Rainforest Farms in downtown Juneau, which is doing a brisk trade in legal pot.
We're able to do banking, but we can't put any of our cash sales into that bank account.
Why not?
Because it's drug money.
Drug money. That's how the federal government views the proceeds from Juneau's first legal weed outlet. None of the banks in Juneau will accept pot money, so his business can't write checks. But there's always cash. That's why Alaska's revenue department set up a cash drop-off point in downtown Anchorage. Yet for businesses off the road system, like Juneau, driving to Anchorage isn't an option.
Revenue said, hey, we set up this P.O. box to receive cash payments. You guys can start using it now. And we're like, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Revenue. That's great.
The state taxes marijuana bud at $50 an ounce. Rainforest Farms has racked up a tax bill in the thousands. In mid-April, he dropped a brick of cash into the mail. Insured, naturally.
About an hour or so after I shipped my payment out, I got a phone call from the post office, and they said, come pick this up. We're not going to send it.
Tacked to the rejected parcel was a printout reminding him of federal law.
Proceeds from marijuana sales are illegal to send through the mail. And that does include tax payments, even though it's legal in the state of Alaska.
That's Jeremy Leader with the U.S. Postal Inspection Service in Seattle.
If you're going to use the United States mail, you have to abide by federal regulations.
That the feds are throwing up roadblocks for state taxpayers isn't just exasperating for marijuana businesses. Here's State Tax Director Ken Alper.
They're operating and they're prevented from doing just the normal things that a business is supposed to be able to do, like use a bank or pay their taxes.
In the end, Barrett bought a plane ticket to Anchorage to pay his taxes in person. Clarity in Washington has been in short supply. On one hand, Congress passed a $1 trillion spending bill last week that extends a rule barring the federal government from using funds to block state marijuana laws. But in a signing statement, Trump said he reserves the right to ignore it. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.